from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump Jr. emails revealed. U.S. President Donald Trump's eldest son on Tuesday released emails showing he embraced Russia's efforts to support his father's presidential campaign and admitting he would love to get dirt from Moscow on Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump Jr. was told by an acquaintance that he could get very high-level and sensitive information that was part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump. The 39-year-old Trump responded, "If it's what you say, I love it," and set up a meeting with the source, according to the emails. The email chain, released in its entirety by Donald Jr. on his Twitter account shortly before the New York Times published it, effectively confirms that he believed Moscow was behind the compromising information about Clinton that he hoped to receive at a meeting last year with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer. VOA's senior White House correspondent Pete Heinlein is covering the story. We spoke with him just a short while ago.
It was interesting, though, that his response, Donald Trump Jr.'s response to the offer of this meeting was, "If it's what you say, I love it, especially later in the summer." So the meeting then proceeded in the belief, apparently by Donald Trump Jr., that this woman was a Russian government attorney. So the story that began a few days ago when the New York Times first revealed that there had been contact between the president's son and a Russian attorney keeps spinning. It's really spinning out of control with these latest revelation after revelation after revelation.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Qatar today, where he's working to resolve the dispute between the Persian Gulf nation and its neighbors. While there, he signed a memorandum of understanding with Qatar officials to fight terrorism in the region. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The agreement was finalized during a meeting between Tillerson and his Qatari counterpart, Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed Al Thani. Shortly after, Tillerson told reporters the memorandum was the result of lengthy negotiations and reflects the priorities established by U.S. President Donald Trump when he took part in an Arab summit in Saudi Arabia in May.
"The agreement in which we both have signed on behalf of our governments represents weeks of intensive discussions between experts and reinvigorates the spirit of the Riyadh summit."
Last month, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed diplomatic ties and instituted a land, air, and sea blockade of Qatar, accusing the country of supporting terrorism. Tillerson said he will visit Saudi Arabia Friday to meet with the parties who are on the other side of this issue. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Kurdish-led fighters made further advances Tuesday in the fight to oust the Islamic State terror group from its de facto capital of Raqqa in northern Syria. The military advances appear not to have dispelled local Arab anxiety, however, about the Kurds' long-term intentions for Raqqa and its outlying villages. Worrying Kurds have that the Raqqa's Arabs remain very wary that the Kurds have territorial ambitions for the Arab-majority city. Claims of abusive treatment of local young Arabs at the hands of the advancing U.S.-backed forces also are adding to sectarian tension. The U.N. Refugee Agency said on Tuesday during a news briefing in Geneva an estimated 30 to 50,000 civilians are still trapped in Raqqa in Syria. This is Andrei Mahechik, a U.N. spokesman.
"Over the June alone, 20,000 people have left the city. We see a trend in which about 100 to 200 families manage to get out of the city in some way, either by using smuggler routes, either by risking their life during the combats."
A U.S. military plane crashed Monday in the southern state of Mississippi, killing at least 16 people. Officials did not give details about where the plane originated or from where it was flying, but it crashed just 150 kilometers north of Mississippi's capital city of Jackson. A witness:
"Something in it said, you know, it was all over, but it was loud. It's just scary. It's just scary because after I seen all the black smoke, it's just something, you know, it's horrifying."
That's Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.